Welcome to today's podcast. My name is Vanessa Gentile.
And I'm Stefan Lendy, and we are thrilled to dive into the world of collaboration and productivity with one of the most transformative tools in business today, Slack.
Whether you are new to Slack or already a seasoned user, this conversation will explore how it's reshaping the way teams communicate, collaborate, and get things done.
Today, we're joined by Mark Gubler, who will share insights into how companies are leveraging Slack to boost productivity, streamline workflows, and foster innovation. Mark, great to see you. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. Can you please introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me. My name is Mark Gubler. I do work for Slack Salesforce now for 2 years. I work as customer success manager here in Switzerland.
Now, Slack has changed the way teams collaborate. Can you give us an overview of how Slack exactly integrates into an organization's existing workflow and what key benefits result from this?
Absolutely. So Slack today is seen as your digital headquarter, which is used either in smaller companies or in bigger companies. And the main benefit of Slack is really to have people, data, and all applications really at one place. So everybody knows where to go and everybody knows how to communicate with colleagues.
How does that compare to traditional communications methods?
The real comparison to other tools is that everything is one place. And if you do use Slack in the right way and especially work in channels, you actually find all the information publicly in a very transparent way that others also can benefit from it.
So many companies already are using Slack to foster cross-functional collaboration. Can you share examples of how teams are breaking down silos and enhancing productivity using Slack?
Absolutely. As mentioned before, the main use case and core value of Slack is working in those channels. You do have possibilities of having private channels, but I advise you to use the public channels within a channel, or you can use a channel for projects, you can use channels for opportunity work, you can use channels for any type of different topic you would like to share and to collaborate with your colleagues. Taking an example, you work in marketing and you're working on different campaigns and you have a new joiner. The simple thing to do is just invite your new colleague to the channel and he actually finds all the information in the channel and also has the possibility of use all the different tools which are added within Slack to collaborate together.
What is interesting to me is that when we compare, the traditional way of communication, which was and is email, and now Slack, how do you say this evolution happening, right? So more and more users are more communicating on a collaborative and project-based way instead of just sending emails all over the place.
Absolutely. And email, in my point of view, is a very old-fashioned way to communicate because it's a one-to-one way of communication. Using Slack, and once again, those channels, really has the benefit of pulling as many people into, and also has the possibility and the core benefit of that the data is always at one place. And also for new joiners, they do have then the possibility of seeing the older conversation which have happened.
I'm personally a Slack user. I'm using it company internally. Then there's now a new thing called Slack Connect, where you actually allow cross-company collaboration. How does that work specifically? What are the advantages also compared to the traditional Slack that has been used company internally?
So Slack Connect is the possibility to speak to your clients, to your partners, or to whom everybody else who's outside of your company. So what you can do is you can simply invite your partners or your clients via entering their email addresses into Slack. And once again, we do have the possibility and the core value of really collaborating in a modern way in those channels. So the customer or the partner sees at every time who's involved in the project, on his side, on our side, and those has the possibility of always being up to date with the latest statuses.
There's a lot of transparency here that you're also adding. How are business relationships, how is collaboration across companies actually being transformed? You mentioned we see the team, we see who's working on the project, what progress is made. What are some of the other advantages, and how is that transforming the relationships?
How it's transforming the relationship is really about, once again, trust, because everybody can see what the others are doing. On the other side, a core transformational aspect is like the speed of work, because everybody has the possibility of like directly asking questions, or on the other side, answering to questions, either using threats or also like the most modern way, using reactions, or how most people call it, emojis, which actually allows them to react in a very fun, but also simple and fast way.
You call emojis reactions. So that's usually, is it a thumbs up, thumb down? Just for those that don't know Slack Connect yet, what are some
Absolutely.
Of those features?
So the reactions are emojis, and emojis like thumbs up, thumbs down, smileys, and those things. Like, you do have the possibility of creating your very personalized reaction. So I do have like my own, which has like a cycling background. And for example, if I get kudos from my team, everyone like reacts in like posting and clicking on this reaction. And it's a very fun way to react to a certain threat, to a certain message.
So we're adding emotions on a personal level to digital communication, Vanessa, right?
Yeah, right. So AI is revolutionizing how business operates, right? And Slack has been integrated AI into the platform. Can you share how AI is helping now teams work more efficient together?
Absolutely. And AI is one of my most favorite topics at the moment. And especially in Slack. In Slack, when they've started implementing AI, they literally just like haven't done everything at once. They thought about like three use cases. The first use case is like using Slack Search AI. So with Slack Search AI, you can think about like your personal assistant, which actually helps you by prompting the right prompt, directly finding the right answer. Mm-hmm. And the more public channels you actually do use within Slack, within your organization, the more food Slack AI, let's call it like that, has to actually search for this information. The other use case is that AI does really great summaries. My favorite example is I'm on vacation for 2 weeks. I come back from the vacation. I have a look at all my, let's call it like 20 active channels, customer channels. I just click on one button and instantly Slack AI does me the summary of what has happened within like my time being off in those channels. And those like proposes me really great follow-ups.
I was just going to say before, when you mentioned the case of someone coming on board, someone joining the marketing team, having to read through the entire Slack channels, I was thinking that is quite a chore. And now you're facilitating that, you're making that easier by adding AI for summaries and also to make collaboration more efficient
Yes.
in that case.
And productivity, right? So you increase productivity enormously by using that and say, hey, give me the recap of this Slack channel while I was off for vacation, or give me more insights about this topic that the team is discussing, because I mean, it's like 1, 2, 3 weeks. So imagine the productivity of an employee just by jumping in on a topic that it was unknown for him. And now they know everything on top of it. So this is amazing, right?
Absolutely. And maybe another great example of a colleague of mine who is working in marketing. She's about to launch a new marketing campaign here in Switzerland. And it should be or should become a billboard campaign. She has never done that. And what she has now the possibility is like asking Slack AI, has this been done by someone else? And due to the fact that all the different campaigns within like our own grid, within our own workspace, within Slack Salesforce is available for Slack AI, she directly gets directed to a colleague, maybe in the US, maybe in Canada, who has already like been launched at a certain point of time, such a campaign. And without like this power, most probably she would have had to start from scratch. And with like right now, she actually, first of all, gets directed to the right people. And those like then can read through what exactly has happened with what partners they have worked with.
So you technically have access to a network within the company,
Yes.
to knowledge that is available within the company that you yourself might not
Yes.
know of or might not have direct access to.
True.
How has job satisfaction affected by this? Vanessa mentioned productivity before, which is great, but for employees, you want them to have a good time. You want them to be healthy. Is there any data, any experience, any cases you've seen where we have feedback from how employees are feeling about these new features?
I can speak out of a personal view. How it benefits me the most using Slack is actually my day-to-day. I work with Slack through my phone, over my phone. Due to the fact that I can not only like work with Slack on my PC at my desk, but I actually can work on Slack during I'm commuting to Zurich. I do have like all my channels, all my direct messages, almost as fun as I'm using WhatsApp for like private reasons. On the other side, Slack actually allows you through this like constant communication of working from abroad, of working also like during those hours you actually prefer.
Are there any concerns? Whenever we talk about data, big data, corporate data, we also have to talk about data security. How is this handled within Slack? Because this is data that belongs to the company. You're using your phone, you're using it abroad. What are the concerns that you have and how are these solved? How are these addressed?
So most important to say there is the data which is entered by companies who are using Slack always stays within the companies who are using Slack. And this is also very important when we're thinking about how Slack AI now is being fed. Also, like this information is always only the information which is, has actually been entered by the employees of the company, and Slack AI can only profit from this data. So it never leaves and it never like feeds into, for example, the Slack LLMs.
Mark, last question. What is your recommendation for a company that want to implement Slack?
The recommendation, first of all, is to try it out. To try it out, to build small teams and to give them access to Slack. And then as well, like read through all the best tips and tricks, how to create channels. And those are like to read through what are the most important features like Canvas, your personal notebook, or Slack lists, the latest implemented task list where you can create tasks, where you can share tasks. And then like find out what kind of benefits Slack does provide for yourself. And then just create a Slack channel, which is called Slack Benefits. Invite your colleagues and then like share it across.
Mark, thank you so much for your time and for your insights.
Thank you so much for being here today with us.
And it's clear that Slack is more than just a communication tool. It's an essential platform for fostering innovation and teamwork across industry.
We're excited to see what the future holds for Slack and how it will continue to shape the future of work.
I'm Stefan Lendi.
Vanessa Gentile.
Thank you so much for tuning in, for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.